The US Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Why in the World Wide Web would you shop anywhere else? petersofkensington.com.au.
Welcome, Harley Carnes.
Thank you, Chris.
So much to talk about in reference to the coronavirus in the United States. Alarming predictions about a post-reopening surge in deaths.
Yeah, we have a couple of alarming predictions. There's an internal Trump administration forecast that's in the New York Times predicting the death toll may reach 3,000 per day by June 1st. That'd be a big jump. We're doing about 1,750 a day right now. These projections are coming to us from Johns Hopkins University using a lot of data from the CDC and other places. Now, we've learned to take most of these projections with a grain of salt because very few of them have proved to be correct.
Yeah.
Although some of them may over time, you know, because we're losing an awful lot of people. Whatever it is, it's an estimate based on the reality that sometimes social distancing is going to prove a lot less distant in a reopened America, and people don't like wearing masks anyway. So yeah. It's you know, undoubtedly going to surge. The question is, will most of us, you know, the vast majority, survive? And also, it seems to me a pretty doleful and pessimistic notion that we will fail to keep our distance from the elderly and those with challenging health issues who are most likely to die if they think the death rates are going to go up like that.
Yeah, very true. I've just mentioned the plight of our car makers. What are yours up to?
Well, they're going to go back to work pretty soon. The U.S. automakers are saying they're going to reopen North American factories within about 2 weeks. Fiat Chrysler is planning to put the factories open again May 18th. That depends, of course, on some of the government restrictions that are holding it down. But the UAW, that's very important. The union appears to be on board. They seem to be pretty happy with the protections and things that they're going to be, that they'll have. And so we'll see if that goes. And the president's going to be back on the road, too. He's going to be, because if he's like me, he's going stir crazy sitting around the house all the time. Mm. Even if it is the White House, he'll be in Ohio, New York in June. South Dakota in July, that sort of thing.
Yeah, we rely on your car makers. We rely on car makers in Europe, but of course we're overstocked at the moment because no one's buying cars. No one's buying fleet cars either. So I don't know how that all works out. A very young driver in Utah, Harley.
Love this story. This best story in a week of Sundays. 5-year-old little boy, 5 years old, stopped by the state police in Utah driving his mom's SUV on Interstate 15. He told the police officer, it was very funny, there's a little bit of video of it. He had an argument with his mom because she refused to buy him a car. Well, what do you want? I want a Lamborghini. You want a Lamborghini? Really? So what are you doing? I took her car. And where are you going? I'm going to California. California? I want to buy one for myself. And he had a pretty solid down payment, too.
What did he have?
Pulled out his thin little wallet, and he showed him, I've got $3.
Oh!
But he had driven several miles from his house, looked like a drunk trying to keep it between the white lines, but that's pretty good for a 5-year-old. Told him he loves fast cars. One day he's going to have a Lambo. I think he deserves one. One day he should have one.
He should have one. Someone donate. Come on. I love it, Harley. Thank you very much, mate.